We are going to talk John A. Logan baseball, and we've got assistant coach Patrick Morey in the Logan baseball team. Coach 7-0, and in one poll, ranked number one in the nation.
Yep, the JBB just came out today, put us at number one. A couple of the other polls haven't done anything since their preseason poll, but the NJCEA poll has put us up four or five spots into the 17.
17.
Yeah. Yeah. 17. So you go 7-0. On these first, now that's because I was talking to Coach Supernaw, and he said, well, we've done this before, mm-hmm. but still, yeah, it's better to go, you know, down south and kick everybody's rear than go down there and just say, hey, I got a good suntan.
Right. I mean, you go down and you play some really good teams that have been outside a little bit more than we have, come back with seven straight wins is a huge plus, and it shows the type of preparation our guys put in, even though that we didn't have 60 degrees and sunny every day like some of them did.
Yeah, yeah. And what's been the big story so far? Has it been clutch hitting? Has it been solid pitching? What's been notching the wins?
Kind of like I told you that first time we did it, we've done it a bunch of different ways. Our offense has been great so far, where it hasn't been the same guy every day. 1 through 9, we've been really productive. And then our pitchers have done a great job of throwing strikes and, you know, pitching themselves out of some jams that we've gotten into where – our opponents haven't had any big innings, really.
And the games have been close. You weren't winning them by big margins, or you didn't lose any. But, you know, there's usually one of those games gets away from one of the teams, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. You played close games all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a little gray at 32 more than I'd like to be, but it's one of those to where if we can do that, that's just going to make us a lot tougher come conference season. I think one game we started to blow out. A guy actually we have with us hit a big home run to push us up. And I think it was game 3 down in Meridian. We ended up winning 10-2. But other than that, they've all been kind of nail biters.
Who do you have with you tonight, and who should we put on the hot spot first?
We'll put the sophomore up first. That's Hunter Rawls. He's kind of been one of our main bullpen pieces for us. Could have had his second save of the year against Southern Union, but an umpire blinked and missed one.
Umpires, they're always, you know, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, and those guys.
He just wanted us to struggle a little bit more, get sure. one more guy into the game.
Yeah.
And then we have a freshman outfielder, Drew Winters.
All right, well, let's bring Hunter up first. And Hunter, pull that up a little bit. We're going to get that up there. Yeah, that's perfect. Oh, man. From Anna, Illinois, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And 6'3", 210. Relief pitcher. What kind of a, you know, you're like punters in football. You got to have that strange, crazy mind, don't you?
Yes, sir. Got to stay focused at all times.
I mean, do you rather be a starter or a reliever? You like the relief role?
It doesn't really matter to me. I was a starter in high school and came into Logan with a little different role and different mindset. It was pretty easy to adjust.
I think I would like to be a reliever. You know, you sit out there kind of relaxed, you know, let everybody else work. And then when somebody gets in a jam, oh, you need me? Yeah, here I go. And you just come in. What do you like getting into those situations? Some guys want the ball.
Yes, sir. I love it. And the pressure is always good to compete in, and it's fun to go out and compete with a good group of guys behind you.
Coach Supernaut, I was talking to him today, and he said he's come in some really tough situations so far and has gotten the job done.
Who do you kind of – I mean, everybody kind of watches guys. Who was some of your guys growing up that you liked to watch?
Growing up, a big Cardinals fan, big Cardinals family. A lot of the Chris Carpenter days, yeah. Adam Wainwright, whenever he was in his younger days.
Waino, didn't he start in the bullpen?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he came out of the bullpen and did some damage.
Yeah, the World Series.
I was always thinking, put him back in there. You know, on a game you got to win, bring Waino out of the bullpen. You know, but he's got that kind of mindset. It doesn't matter to him. Start me, a reliever, I'll do whatever. What do you think about this team's fast start?
It's great to get off to another good start. We got off to a good start last year with a great group of guys and came back in this year with, I believe, what could be an even better group and take it as far as we can roll.
Yeah. Talking to Hunter Rawls, a relief pitcher for the Vols.
So as you mentioned that you were a starter in high school and then moved into a relief role here at Logan, what's the biggest difference making that step from high school to college?
The hitters. You come from a smaller class high school like I did with Anna. You got normally 1 to 3 or 4 guys that are really good and solid that you really have to work to throw around, and then the rest of the lineups can be iffy at times, but you get to the next level and it's everybody's got the stuff to get it done, and you just got to stay focused and work with all your pitches to get,
everybody's got a stick. Yeah. Hey, I was going to ask you too, what type of pitcher are you coming out of the bullpen? Some guys are, you know, they nibble. Some guys just bring the heat. I mean, let's just get it over with. What type of guy is Hunter Rawls?
Last year I struggled a little bit with that, and that was one of my main things coming into this year, was just to come out and pound the zone and get ahead with the first pitch, work with the fastball and build off of it with the off speeds.
How fast can you throw? They have the gun on you?
I've been up to 91 so far. Wow. Looking to keep climbing from there.
Get over 90 and that's okay in my book. All right, well, let's bring Drew in. Drew Winters. He is a 6'1 outfielder from Jacksonville, Illinois. And what's this, 375? I mean, who do you think you are, Ted Williams? Hitting the ball pretty good, aren't you? Good start?
Yeah, I just happened to start off well. I kind of fell off from the fall at the end, but I'm starting off well now. Hopefully it keeps going.
What does it mean? Because we hear this all the time. And maybe there's people that are listening that aren't really baseball people, but people say, I'm seeing the ball real well. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know if it's – I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. It's just the ball just looks better.
Does it look bigger?
Like a beach ball.
No, I mean, like, it can be like you're pulling your head and you're not pulling your head. A lot of times when you're not seeing the ball well, you're pulling your head.
Oh, I got you.
You're moving around.
Yeah.
When you're seeing it well, it's just – everything seems a lot easier.
Yeah, everything just smooth. Mm-hmm. It's just Jacksonville, Illinois, outfielder. You like the outfield? I mean
– Yeah, actually, when I've never played the outfield really until I got here. Wow. Which is actually a surprise.
Where did you play before? Yeah, the coach just said, we knew you could play. Where did you play before?
I played first base most of the time because I had some arm problems in high school, but I've overcome those a little.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting a lot stronger.
And so you're roaming the outfield now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you play anywhere or left field, center?
I'm stuck now in left field, but, I mean, I'm sure I could play.
Yeah, that's where the big studs play, left field.
Well, as you go through your process, a coach said that have been getting big hits in the middle, have stabilized the middle of the lineup. Is that how you see your role?
I mean, I think a lot of our, like, every one of our hitters can get the job done no matter what position they're in. I'm just happy to be in the 6, 5, wherever they honestly put me. It doesn't really make a difference. I mean, all of our 1 through 9 guys can kind of do the same exact thing.
You steal some bases too, don't you?
Yeah, I can run a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I looked down here at the sheet, 5 stolen bases. Have you been caught yet?
No.
So you're 5-0 stealing bases. Wow. So you're kind of a multi-dimensional guy.
Yeah,
how's your defense out in the outfield?
Defensively, that's one thing that I would say that would be the weakness of my game is right now. It's not weak, but you know, it's average probably. It could get a lot better, and I think it will be as I get more mature.
You got a built-in excuse. Hey, I'm a first baseman. If something happens, just turn around. I played first. You know.
No, I mean, I think with my athleticism that I have, that I will be able to. I can just keep getting better. I don't think I'm anywhere close to where I will be next year, even the year after that in the outfield.
Wow.
What do you see your role at Logan? You're where you are. What's ahead for you after Logan?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just taking it one step at a time, honestly. I'm coming back next year no matter what. That's the main plan. That's what I had coming in, and talked to my family about that. And at this point, it's not really about what I want to do, but it's more of like what I want to do with the team.
Every one
of the guys came here as, you know, looking out for themselves. But once you get here, you realize it's a lot more than that.
We ask players this, and we ask coaches, and they'd give you coach speak. And I know Patrick's here, but I'm going to even say that. But anyway, what makes this team, what's so special? Because it seems like every year, and we talk basketball this way too, how the bar has been raised up here now. And so they bring players in that you want to achieve this every year. Is that the way you feel?
Well, of course. And once we get, you know, we practice in the fall for 3 hours a day, just constant work. So when you get to the actual where it really, really matters, you know, we don't want to leave anything out there.
Yeah.
What about the differences between high school and college? I asked this of Rawls, but what did you see as the difference? You said the hitters were what they had. What's the big difference between high school at Jacksonville, Illinois?
Well, I'm sure you probably never even heard of where I've gone to school. It's a little 1A school in Jacksonville. It's called Route Catholic, and the competition that we face is nowhere near what I'm facing now at all. So I'd say the biggest difference would be velocity, and there's not many mistakes. You got to capitalize on the mistakes.
Now, is it? And I'm going to surprise you. I think I got you. spelled R-O-U-T-T?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. Yeah. See? Yeah.
So as you went to that school here, how did you get from Jacksonville, Illinois to John A. Logan?
Well,
drove.
Yeah. Well, I had a little tryout type camp thing with the coaches in line, and I came and I did well enough to earn a spot on the team, I guess. So.
Wow. That's great. Cool. Yeah. All right. Let's bring, thank you very much, Drew. And let's bring Coach back for a couple of questions here, and let's get down to it.
All right. Let's do it.
Now, what's coming up next for the team? Tell us what's, you know, this week. And because I know I was looking here and I saw this too on social media that the baseball weekend schedule has changed a little bit. Is that right?
Right. It was supposed to be a single game Friday, Saturday, Sunday for our Logan Classic. Kind of weather dictates that's going to turn into a Saturday, Sunday kind of doubleheader now.
Okay.
With all the games going to be at Logan except for one, we're going to go over to SIU and go under the lights. Oh. That'd be the Saturday at 7 o'clock game.
Okay. So it starts Friday at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. at Logan.
2 o'clock. At Logan as well on against I believe that's South
Suburban.
Yep. And then on Saturday we'll play the same two teams, one at 11 a.m. at Logan and then at 7 p.m. over at SIU.
Cool. All right.